The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, January the 15th. I'm Andy Holding, taking a look at a seventh race card at Fairy House, due to be run on soft ground. There doesn't appear to be any superstars on show at the County Kildare venue, but that doesn't mean to say it isn't an intriguing card and we've got some nice bets along the way.
Race 1.
We begin with a mare's maiden hurdle over 2 mile 2. And once again, the powerhouses of Gordon Elliott and Willie Mullins take centre stage here, as we've got a clash here between Barra and Kate Appleby Shoes. And on this occasion, I'm going to go with Gordon Elliott and Barra, who for me definitely has the best form coming into this race. She was a good second on her hurdling debut behind one of Willie's called Invitation Only at Gowran, and then followed that up at Leopardstown in a very good maiden hurdle that eventually went the way of Joey Sasser. Now, Joey Sasser from the Nolmead stable, off the back of that performance, has been touted as a Cheltenham Festival possible in one of the good quality grade ones in a couple of months' time. The fact that this horse managed to finish in front of Castello's Fazorza, who went into that race a solid even money chance, suggests to me that Barra has got a decent chance of lowering the colours of Kate Appleby Shoes, who, to be fair, was a little bit disappointing, it has to be said, at Limerick on her hurdling debut, albeit Gunnery Sergeant, of course, who was ahead of her there to the tune of 2 lengths, has gone on to frank the form with a win yesterday at Fairy House. So it should be quite close between the two, but I'll go for the very strong, staying-looking Barra to get us off to a good start in the opener.
Race 2.
On to race 2 then, which is an intriguing looking juvenile hurdle in which we've got several useful recruits off the flat and a couple of horses who've already got form over the smaller obstacles. The one that all the attention is going to be centering on here is Meglia Khan from the Gordon Elliott stable. Now, Gordon has got a pretty powerful hand in this department already. He's got a horse called Denaria de Zabo, who on the speed figures is one of my fastest juveniles so far this season. And there's a good chance that this gelding by Lepe de Vega will certainly make up into a useful individual over 8 flights of hurdles. He used to be trained, of course, over this country by Hugo Palmer. And he rounded off his season with a good run behind Soldier in Action and a hot handicap at Goodwood in October. Reports are that he's been going very well, and he's got to obviously justify 150,000 guineas that were spent on him at the sales recently in this particular contest first time out. But there's a good chance he will do it and get Gordon Elliott to have yet another winner in this department. But he's likely to face a couple of useful horses against him who have got experience. Of course, Year to Remember represents a stable that have got good form in the juvenile department already, and he ran well first time out at Punchestown. But the one I quite like here at a price is Warp Factor from the Pat Shanahan stable. Now, he took on a very useful opponent in the shape of Fourth Bridge at Musselburgh on the 14th of December. And no great surprise to see him well back to justify that form when he went back to the same track about 3 or 4 weeks later, but unfortunately pulled very hard in the hands of Liam Treadwell, getting no cover on the outside, and in the end his finishing effort was predictably a little bit tame in the closing stages. Hopefully he'll be given a little bit more cover today and get to him switched off rather than lit up last time out, and if he does so, he's got every chance of at least finishing in the frame here. So Warp Factor, the value each way call in race 2.
Race number 3.
On to race number 3 then, and this looks a very competitive handicap to say the least. Should bet 7 or 8 to 1 the field, you'd imagine, because of its complexities. However, I do think there are a couple of horses who look slightly overpriced and should give us a decent run for our money at double figure odds. The first of them is Incitatum, who needs no introduction to many local racegoers here at this track, because he's a fairly regular runner here at the county Kildare venue. Indeed, he's run here four times in his career. And his last performance certainly gives him a decent or fighting each way chance of at least running on into the frame yet again. That run behind Tuzo was a little bit of an unfortunate one in many respects, in the fact that he was coming there to challenge after travelling well throughout, but unfortunately made a bad mistake at the last, which handed the advantage in the favour of poor Nolan's charge. But given that he travels well in his races and he'll like the soft ground, and of course we know he likes here at Fairy House, odds of 14-1 are very tight, enticing for Incitatum each way in that third race. And the other one I quite like is Nouriel from the Liz Dawe stable. Cheap pieces have been put on this mare by Craig Steele for the first time. And mate, that might just sharpen her up a little bit, because she did get a little bit sleepy and outpaced at Limerick last time out. However, she did do some good late work to finish 18 lengths behind Subneck in a very good time figure race. And the form of that race has already been boosted by the runner-up Moore's Road, has gone on to win twice subsequently. She's also visited this venue by finishing third to the very smart Astoria back in November. So at least she has a little bit of an association with the track. And she's available back at 16-1 as well. So my advice would be to back both each way against the field. Incitatum and Nouriel are the two picks in race three.
Race four.
On to race number four then. This is the best race on the card by quite some way. It's a grade A handicap chase, and there are plenty of good handicappers in this field. The one I quite like here, ahead of all others, is People's Park from the Tom Taff stable. This horse clearly likes it here at this venue, as he proved when he won here in a similar race two starts ago when he beat a quality field. Of course, it included Art of Payroll, who's gone on to frank the form subsequently. The time figure of that race is really good, and he's got his conditions again in his favour. They tried him over 3 miles last time out in the Paddy Power, and albeit he didn't run too badly, that experiment didn't quite work out. Dropping back to his optimum distance around the track he goes well at, People's Park is the number one choice, just slightly ahead of Neil Mulholland's UK raider Baltimore Rock, who of course used to be trained by Martin Pipe. Having his second run for the Wiltshire Handler, he was in the process of running a big race at Ludlow last time out until Tricky Trevor, the old fourth last, caught him out and he almost hit the floor. He therefore did quite well to finish, stay on his feet and finish fourth. But providing his confidence hasn't been dented too much, I can certainly see Baltimore Rock going well also in what looks a very competitive affair. So the two against the field there, People's Park and Baltimore Rock.
Race five.
On to race five then. There's only a couple of horses here who can seriously be fancied. We've obviously got the eagerly awaited chase debut of Townsend from the Willie Mullins stable. Of course, a winner on his last start when we saw him at Perth in a useful novices hurdle. But he might have to play second fiddle here on this occasion, because I really like Ballyoshin, and he receives my nat vote here in this beginner's chase off the back of an eye-catching run last time out at this very track. Of course, he fell at the fourth last, but he jumped really well up to that point, so it was rather ironic to see him hit the deck after such a flawless round of jumping around this stiff galloping track. Prior to that, of course, he showed plenty of speed in his two hurdle races by finishing third behind Limonite, Punches Down, and of course winning a maiden hurdle at Navan. So he's definitely not short of boot, and even though he's a point-to-point win, I do think this is quite a decent exercise by Connections to drop him back to 2 miles and just let him bowl along in front, and hopefully this time if he jumps a clear round he can show us what he can do in the hands of Barry Geraghty. So a confident vote there for Ballyoshin.
Race number six.
On to the penultimate contest, which is a rated novices chase, and I quite like the top one here, Catalonian Fields from the Mouse Morris stable. A real dyed-in-the-wool chaser in the making, if ever I saw one, this fella. He did really well to win there for Tremor last time out over what looked an inadequate trip, but he stayed on very strongly in the latter stages, not only to win quite visually impressively, but also on the clock as well. That certainly backed up that performance. And now, of course, he's stepping up to a distance that should play very much into his strengths, being, of course, he's a former point-to-pointer. Then I do see this Son of Fair Mix going really well there in race number six.
And the final race.
On On to the concluding bumper then, which comes up at 4 o'clock, and we've got several intriguing runners in this race, none more so than Moss Ross and Oakley Hall, and it's the latter that catches my eye here after a very promising debut at Down Raw. Now, things didn't look too rosy for this horse coming up the top of the hill with about 3 furlongs to run, as he's been ridden along and it looks as though he was going nowhere, but it was very much down to Greenish, because the way he picked up in the latter stages, once his stabber companion had skipped over the horizon, Broken Soul, he really did put in the afterburners, and he must have made up the thick end of about 20 lengths inside the final furlong and a half. So obviously he's got an engine, if he can be extricated, and hopefully with that run under his belt, certainly giving him more idea of what to be expected this time around. I'd expect Gordon Elliott Oakley Hall to go very close to getting off the mark there in the concluding bumper. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast, and we'll be back with you again on Friday, where we've got another 8-race programme from Dundalk, so please do tune in for that once again as your regular diet of all-weather racing continues. Thanks very much for listening, and it's goodbye for me for now.
High Five is live at William Hill now. If your selection wins a High Five race by 5 or more lengths, you'll get a 25% bonus on your winnings. And if you back the runner-up and it's beaten 5 or more lengths, you'll get your money back as a free bet. The offer applies to races with 6 or more runners at all National Hunt meetings on a Friday and Saturday. All National Hunt races shown live on terrestrial TV and selected meetings during the rest of the week. High Five from William Hill. Terms and conditions apply. Visit williamhill.com or the William Hill app for more details.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.